Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, and it's time to talk turkey. Let's go in-depth with Gwen Carlisle with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Gwen, what's it like working for the Butterball Turkey Talk Line?
It's actually a really, really fun job. I always tell my husband how much I really enjoy my job here. It's a fun group to work with, and actually we're all very similarly educated. So, like, for instance, I have a degree in foods and business from the University of Illinois. A lot of people have, like, a food science or a dietetics background or a culinary arts degree. So there's a lot of really interesting, fun people that have similar backgrounds. And we all work together in a call center on the outskirts of Chicago. So we get together and take shifts and handle all the volume of not only phone calls, but now, of course, there's email and text and chat and, you know, we just all the social media platforms. So we just have a lot of ways that people can reach us. And so we're toggling between all the different methods.
So you might talk to me and then go answer an email or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just we kind of have different people assigned for the day to handle the volume depending on, you know, what's coming in. But it's kind of changing over the years. The more platforms we have to be available at, the more we are moving people around to accommodate, you know, what's incoming.
So you might be chatting on an instant messenger or responding on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, we've got people handling the social media platforms and then some people handling the email or the live chat and the texting. And yeah, there's this. And then, of course, this year we have Alexa, which is sort of the new thing, which is really fun. Amazon's Alexa. You can now ask Alexa to ask Butterball anything, you know, from thawing to cooking questions. And we actually had Turkey Talk experts that recorded answers. So you will hear our voices speaking back to you if you're in the kitchen and your hands are dirty and you can't quite get to your phone, then that's a great hands-free option, too. So that's kind of the newest thing this year.
Wow, so I could be in real trouble in my kitchen with my turkey and say, Alexa, call Butterball and ask for help?
Yes, you can. Well, actually, if you ask Butterball, it'll just go to, you can just ask for different skills and say, hey, can you help me? How long does it take to defrost my turkey? How long will it take to cook a 22-pound turkey? And there's actually pre-recorded answers that will be answered by Turkey Talk experts. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting way to just hear our voices, but we're actually not live, we're just, they're pre-recorded. So it's just a fun other way to kind of contact us this year.
Okay, and so how many interactions might you have with people over the course of, say, a typical day?
It depends on the day, but by the time we get to Thanksgiving, it's thousands. I mean, it's literally thousands of, you know, like I think it was 10,000, I want to say it was that last year. So we get a lot. I mean, we just absolutely get a ton. And we have about 50 people here working full time in various shifts on that day. So we really go through the volume of contacts on that day.
Well, what's your favorite way to cook turkey?
You know, people always ask me that. I actually prefer traditionally roasted turkey. When you're here at the talk line, we do all kinds of turkeys to try and taste and test them and see how different ones turn out. But I actually, you know, we don't have turkey very often. A lot of times, obviously, at the holidays. So my mom always made a really great roasted turkey. So I tend to like it that way. But I have had in recent years, like a deep fried turkey, and that is totally amazing. That is a really fun way to do a turkey. And I always tell people, a great thing about a deep fried turkey is you're not using your oven. So in about an hour or less, you can have a turkey fully cooked and you're not even taking up oven space. So that's kind of a nice option for that.
Deep frying a turkey, it takes only an hour?
Yeah, typically it's about 4 minutes per pound. It depends on the size turkey you have. It's anywhere from 3.5 to 4 minutes a pound. And you can actually look up some of that detailed information on butterball.com if you are going to look into deep frying a turkey. But yeah, it really, you can get a 12-pound turkey deep-fried in 48 minutes or so. So, yeah, it's a really fast method, and it's actually really, really tasty. So it's just kind of a fun way to do it if you want something different and you're looking for something new.
I presume you're going to be working through Thanksgiving. You're
working. Yes, we all work Thanksgiving. We all take a shift on Thanksgiving. That's part of what you sign up for when you sign up to be a Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. And actually, it's really fun. We all come here, and we work our shifts, and we all spend part of our Thanksgiving with the people that we work with, and it's fun. My husband, you know, is fine with it, and he's at home kind of cooking a Thanksgiving dinner while I'm here, and it just kind of goes with the program, but we really enjoy it. That's the day when we really get to talk to a lot of fun people, because a lot of times they're flustered a little bit, and we kind of want to help them out, and it's just a really busy, fun atmosphere to be partaking in.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gwen Carlisle with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. What's the most common mistake people make?
I think probably the most common mistake and the biggest question we get asked is, when do I start thawing my turkey? They don't realize how long it takes to thaw a turkey because they're dealing with a fairly large piece of meat, or bigger than they normally deal with on a day-to-day basis. People don't realize that a turkey thaws at about a rate of 4 pounds per day in the refrigerator. So if you have a 20-pound or 25-pound turkey, that can take, you know, a good 4 or 5, sometimes 6 days. And so it's, I think people just underestimate that, and they don't start thawing it soon enough. And so they call us in a panic a couple days before Thanksgiving or the day before, you know, having basically a huge frozen bowling ball sitting in their refrigerator, and they didn't realize they should have started it about a week ago. So that's the ones that we kind of work with a couple days out, and we work with them on speed thawing it and doing like a cold water bath method, and that can speed thaw your turkey at a rate of about 2 pounds every hour. So that's a good method if you kind of get, you know, jammed up, but it's something that we talk a lot about because people just underestimate the amount of time it takes.
Do you talk to more men or women?
You know what? It probably used to be more women, but anymore, we talk to both men and women because the women aren't necessarily doing all the cooking anymore, and the guys are helping out. And especially with grilling and smoking and deep frying turkeys, there's a lot more engagement on the male side. So we talk. I would say, you know, from my experience, I've had, you know, maybe a handful more of women than men, but you'd be surprised with, you know, more, like I said, of the deep frying and all that. They kind of get more involved in that side of the cooking. And it's fun. People, I think, like to cook no matter if you're a man or a woman. And they have guys come up with some great questions and are doing some maybe more less traditional cooking options. And we're here to hopefully give them some great advice.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to smoke a turkey?
You know what? It depends on the size of the turkey, but you're definitely in for a good 6 to 8 hours or so, or more even, depending on what size bird you have. But the biggest tip I always give people about smoking a turkey is you just want to make sure you get it above 140. That's the food safe temperature. You want to get it in 4 hours or less, that you'll be up above 140 degrees. And then you can smoke it, obviously, until you want to get it fully cooked at 165. But you want to make sure that you get it above 140 in 4 hours or less, and then you could smoke it sort of as long as you'd like, depending on, you know, what you're trying to achieve. But smoking is an art, you know. It's something that if people are going to do it for the first time, I always recommend they do some research on it and get themselves set up so that they know what they're doing so their turkey ends up safe.
Well, you probably don't want to do it for the first time on Thanksgiving Day.
I mean, I know. I always laugh because people are like, I think I'll try this year. And I'm like, well, have you tried it before? And they're like, no, not really. I'm like, well, maybe you should try that when you don't have, you know, 20 people coming over for dinner, and give that a whirl after the holidays, or, you know, do a pre-Thanksgiving turkey and try it out, you know, before you have guests over. So, yeah, some of the less traditional methods, I would recommend people try it on, you know, maybe not Thanksgiving Day, but, you know, hey, some people are, they're willing to do anything. So we just try to give them as much guidance as possible and help them, you know, as they head into the holiday.
Can you microwave a turkey?
That's been the question of the year this year. That seems to be going around on Twitter. But you can microwave a turkey. We don't recommend it as the best method. But when you don't have an oven, you can. It just needs to be less than 12 pounds. And obviously, it needs to fit in your microwave oven. So sometimes that could be a trick. You might need to, you know, maybe carve it up a little bit. But you can do it. And we've had it here. It's not bad. It's just not an ideal method, I think, if you're looking for a traditionally roasted turkey.
It just doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it? I think microwaving that large of a piece of meat for, you know, a couple hours in short bursts is not the best way. But, if, you know, sometimes people get in a jam or they don't have access to an oven. If that's their only option, you can do it. But it does take a little work, and you kind of got to look it up and research it and make sure that you're cooking it as best as possible for the scenario.
Now that we're talking about it, I don't think I've ever had a Thanksgiving turkey that wasn't oven roasted.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the most traditional method. That's the one we talk most about. It's an open pan method is what we call it. You roast it at 325 degrees from start to finish. You know, we have a lot of people calling us saying, oh, I want to roast my turkey at 400, I'm going to turn the oven on, and I'm going to do this and that. And, you know, there's enough going on Thanksgiving Day that moving your oven temperature up and down is probably not the best thing because you'll forget about it and you'll call us because your turkey's burned. So we recommend just a really simple open pan method. You put your turkey on a flat rack in a relatively shallow roasting pan and then roast it for the recommended amount of time based on the poundage of your turkey. And then obviously we recommend checking for doneness with a meat thermometer because that's the best way. We'll give you the guidelines on the time, but you really need to use your meat thermometer to make sure that it's cooked properly the whole way through.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gwen Carlisle with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Do you ever feel like a counselor, or do you ever get people, you know, just really desperate and weeping? And
Yeah, you know what? I have talked to people where I do feel like I'm a bit of a counselor. In fact, one of my friends was doing an interview, and she was talking about this husband and wife who were having a disagreement in the turkey, and she said, I feel like I've saved a lot of marriages because there's a lot of disagreement sometimes when people are cooking in the kitchen together. So, there's a lot of people that call. And I actually had one guy call one time, and his wife had passed away, and it was his first year doing the turkey for his kids. And I talked him through the whole meal and the sides and how to do everything because he'd never really done it himself. So, you know, you feel like you do a service and, you know, that you're helping people. And that's one reason why we really love working at the Talk Line.
His wife had passed away.
Yeah. He was a sweet guy and he just needed some help. So I was kind of like the counselor / help culinary assistant. And I kind of talked him through the meal. So it was on my part, I was glad I could help. So, yeah, we talked to all kinds of people. You'd be surprised.
Well, and he wanted to, I don't know, keep that tradition going and give the kids good memories. Wow,
yeah,
good for him.
He wanted to kind of continue it on, and he wanted to have it be as good as it had been. And it was an honor on my part to just kind of talk him through all the, you know, and he was planning ahead, and he was doing his homework. So it was really an honor to talk to him. So, yeah, we do talk to a lot of people that, you know, are going through life like we always all do, and we're just happy that we can help, even if it's just about the turkey.
Do you get any weird people?
Yeah, on occasion we get some interesting folks calling and asking us some interesting questions. I had one lady who was calling because she was in a panic, and she was wondering if the stopper to her sink was, like, safe in the oven, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, we just realized that we had rinsed the turkey, or they had quick thawed the turkey or something, and the sink stopper got stuck underneath the wing of the turkey, and they didn't see it, and they cooked it with the wing with the stopper in there. And you know, you'd be surprised, people get themselves into some funny predicaments, and we try to give our best advice to help them out. So yeah, we get some very fun and interesting people that tell us about thawing their turkeys in jacuzzi tubs and bathtubs and everything else but what they should be doing. And you know, we get a kick out of it, but we also like to help. So
oh my, and their hot tubs and bathtubs.
Yeah, which we don't recommend, by the way. But yeah, people call us with all kinds of peculiar predicaments, and for the most part, they're really good sports, and so are we. So we try to be helpful.
And your best call ever?
Best call ever. It would probably be, I'm trying to think, there's always like the new brides that call. I had a bride that called, and she was like whispering, and I'm like, hey, can you speak up? I can't hear because we have a lot of people talking in the room. And she's like, I can't. My mother-in-law, this is my first turkey, and I'm in the closet, and I don't want her to know that I don't know how to cook, and I'm trying to just get some last-minute advice on how to do the turkey. And so she was really sweet. She was, like, having her in-laws over for the first time, and she was, you know, embarrassed, so she was in the coat closet, you know, taking a phone call from us, so, and we were trying to help her. So, yeah, it's just those, it's funny how you just get involved in people's lives in the most interesting moments, and we're just happy that we can help out.
Well, great, Gwen. Thank you for the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. We really appreciate, you know, being interviewed and getting the word out there and hopefully educating some people so that they, our theme is this year is to host like a boss, so to get people really educated and confident so they can go into their Thanksgiving and do just that, host like a boss. So thanks for having me.
Thanks to Gwen Carlisle for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.